2 2 3.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President,
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hey, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stevie B. He's KMC. Our number is 888-340-3373. And Kevo, like I said, if for whatever reason you need to jump in, jump in. But here's what I'm curious about, Mr. McCullough. Who's this senator, Kelly Ayotte? Coyote? How do you say her name?
Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire. She's a good lady.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
Kelly Ayotte.
Yes.
Okay. Where's she from?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So she's on Piers Morgan the other night.
And you know what's interesting about her? She's one of the few senators that has actually run a small business.
Amen.
So she's got that kind of, you know, real life, down to earth, have to make a payroll kind of common sense about her. So she sticks out like a sore thumb in Washington most of the time.
Sure.
Well, she's going, why are we doing stuff like that?
The same day Hillary Clinton testifies on Benghazi,
yeah,
she does Piers Morgan,
gives her
assessment, and Piers Morgan says, quote, "There were lots of intelligence failures during 9/11 and the Iraq War, and why would you now be, you Republicans, be grandstanding against Hillary Clinton about Benghazi?"
I don't know. Maybe it had the same thing to do with why she was wondering what the big deal was anyway. Yeah, because, you know, that's what Hillary said. What difference does it make? If it was a... Did we lose Stephen? I think we did. I'll let everybody in the radio audience know what's going on. He's in Fresno. He's got his laptop, which is how we connect over the web. But he somehow didn't make it to the hotel with his charger or the microphone. So he had to go buy a third microphone that he's had, I think, in as many weeks. And the battery, I think, just ran out because he was at 3% battery when we were coming back from break. So and he says it was still connected, but I think he's lost power. He's gone. So he wants to talk about Piers Morgan. Well, we just heard him disconnect. So he'll get back to this because this really bothered him yesterday. He calls me up, Kev, how can they be saying such things? So we'll get to that. By the way, I had this. He's texting me. Okay, Stephen, go on. Go get your battery fixed, and then get connected back to us. Now this week there was a lot of news that dealt with pretty landmark stuff. You had the ban being lifted on women in military service. You had the 40th commemoration of Roe v. Wade. You had President Obama sworn in for his second. That was all this week. Is sworn in for his second term, and you had Hillary on the Hill going up against two different committees in Congress, talking about what difference does it make if we told the truth at the time about Benghazi? What difference does it make if it was a spontaneous uprising or protest or a carefully planned al-Qaeda attack? Well, I don't know. I think it kind of matters. So that could be You know, it could go either way. People could say, well, you know, Hillary was badgered, and so she came out firing, and then she made the senators look bad. I personally think that everyone in the administration should be fired for the total incompetence all the way through the Benghazi nightmare. It's just, and I'm glad that, I'm very glad that I agree with Rand Paul. I'm glad that Hillary's stepping down. So that's that. If you're just joining us from hour one, you may have missed the grand broadcast debut of the junior McCullough family member, who is now world famous and now, by all records, being begged to be turned into a ringtone when my two-year-old said this tonight at dinner.
I am a capitalist.
A capitalist. And you even, you see, you hear Jonathan in the background, his little brother. He's like, hey, he's agreeing with him. He's giving him massive props. Well, my lovely bride said, now you can't play that publicly. That's propaganda. He doesn't know what he's saying. And I completely disagree with her. I'm curious, do you think it's okay for me to, oh, Jackie thinks it's exploitative. Well, the communist that Jackie is, I would expect her to say that. No, I'm kidding. I think she's only a socialist, not a communist. Are you a socialist or a communist? I'm his legal guardian. He doesn't have to give permission. I'm the one that signs that release. And it's my platform. So if he's a capitalist, he can be a capitalist. But the lovely bride was concerned that it would be perceived as propaganda. That it might be perceived as something Obama would do. Another big huge news story this week where he trotted out kids onto the stage saying, please, Mr. Obama, stop the guns. No guns, no guns, no guns, no guns. Big, big, big historic news week this week. I more huge stories this week than we had in like the second half of 2012. 888-995-KKLA. By the way, thank you to those of you that are in Phoenix, Cape Girardeau, Orlando, Florida, Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg area, San Diego, California, New York City, getting us tonight in Denver, Colorado, Colorado Springs, and Fairbanks, Alaska. We literally have in like 200 more stations, but those are the Atlanta, Georgia, Washington, D.C., the really huge areas that Baldwin McCullough are able to spend some time now on Sunday nights, Saturday nights, laughing with you, and glad to do it. You know, I had another story that I was going to use for the monologue. Oh, I remember what it was. Okay. Just a show of hands in the studio, because we have Ivan, our chief operations officer, who actually thinks, he says very nice things about all the women in his workplace, which is basically just Jackie, the phone screener. And I think he's afraid of her, so that's why he says nice stuff most of the time. But I don't want to play into any stereotypes. But show of hands, and then we've got Owen, who's considering coming on board with us. He's also here eating the free pizza. Not doing much work, but eating the free pizza. But from the three of you guys, I just want to see show of hands. Do you ever question why the evil people in the world prosper? Show your hands if yes. Okay. It's universal. Owen's half and half. So 2.5 votes out of 3 possible. They all wonder why evil prospers in the world. I don't know if I have the answer to that, but I'm convinced I've found the source of it. I think it's tied in somehow to the very same supernatural, like, plug-in that has to do with dentistry. The evil in the world being able to prosper, I think, is very, very... because it's an inexplicable thing. How come the evil? And David said this in the Psalms. If you're a student of the Hebrew scriptures at all, the Psalms are replete. King David was like, God, why do the evil people prosper? And I'm almost 100% convinced it has a parallel meaning in the world of dentistry. Because my lovely bride, the one who wouldn't let me propagate my son saying this.
I am a capitalist.
She has gone to the dentist religiously every 6 months for the entirety of her life. And she flosses every night, and she has beautiful teeth, by the way. She brushes, she flosses, she does everything she can. She rinses with the purple Listerine now. You know the new one? It's like $16 a bottle or something. She rinses with that. I forget to floss most nights. Forget. I don't even try to remember. I do brush pretty well. But she gets cavities, and I aced my checkup this week. And it's been like that the whole 10 years we've been married. Like, I take very little care of my teeth, and I have almost no problems. And she, like, is meticulous, and she has cavities. See, I think when you find, see, it's a parallel universe. She's a good lady. She brushes her teeth. She takes good care of her teeth. Just like good people. Working hard. Why do the evil prosper? Because Kevin aces his dental checkups, that's why.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? If so, don't be fooled by the big talk and fake ads for Disney or Nickelodeon. Get real. You need the right training and exposure. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to over a dozen North American cities in the month of January. Visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know and who you know. Find both at AMTC. That's AMTCAudition.org. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming to over one dozen cities in North America in January. To learn more, visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry, and the auditions are free. Sign up today. AMTCAudition.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viral
viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
All right, Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us on a Saturday night. It's Saturday night live from New York. We not the TV show, but we do we do enjoy having a good chat about things. Stephen Baldwin still working on. He's like the Wascally Wabbit. He just can't get his thing together. So he's working on getting his computer put back together, something along those lines. But the basic point of, I think, what he was going to say is that Kelly Ayotte, senator from New Hampshire, went on the Piers Morgan show. And Piers Morgan basically says to Kelly Ayotte, look, Iraq had intelligence failures. 9/11 had intelligence failures. What difference does it make if we had intelligence failures in Benghazi? And Piers is basically saying it doesn't matter that we had the mistakes that led to the death of Chris Stevens. This is based off, you know, Hillary's very emotional, going before the Senate committee this week, in which she just was like, what difference does it make if it was a group of guys that, you know, Al-Qaeda was planning on attacking, this particular time, or if it was a spontaneous uprising. And as soon as Stephen gets back, I know he's going to want to ask you the question, so we'll go ahead and ask him now, and you can start lining up on the line, 888-340-3373. What difference, if you were in that Senate committee, how would you have answered that question back to Hillary? She goes, what difference does it make? Piers Morgan saying to Kelly Ayotte, what difference does it make? Because Kelly Ayotte, one of those senators, said, look, we didn't get answers to real questions in the hearing. And they didn't. And the Republicans blew it. Republicans were major dorks in those hearings this week, speechifying and making long statements. What they needed to do was establish a timeline of events and make the secretary answer for that timeline and say, what happened when? When did you do this? But what we got was a lot of, you know, bloviating from the GOP. And it's not that their feelings weren't legitimate. Like, they want to fix these problems so we don't have really good Navy SEALs and ambassadors being killed by terrorists in these coordinated attacks anymore. But we still don't know how, when we know that the government knew all of the details of what had happened within 24 hours, we still don't know how 5 days later Susan Rice went on all of the Sunday morning talk shows and told the entire nation completely different stuff. We don't know that. So Piers Morgan saying to Kelly Ayotte, hey, you had intelligence failures other places. Hillary Clinton saying to Rand Paul in the hearing, what difference does it make? Now, I think we have Stephen back with us. So, Stephen, continue on with what it was about this interaction that amused you. Is Stephen there? Stephen can't hear us yet. I heard him. I heard him chomping his fake teeth. While claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members opposed. Did you know that? I mean, why exactly would AARP support Obamacare when they polled their members and 51% said, no, we don't like Obamacare? Well, the reason that Obamacare was endorsed by AARP is because they stood to get $1 billion from taxpayers through the Obamacare legislation. Many people feel they've been left behind and have no alternative. They feel they have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, Medicare supplements, etc., but that's not true. There is a genuine alternative for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. I'd like to introduce you to the people at AMAC.
the Association of Mature American Citizens, the leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice, along with information, advocacy, and the discounts and benefits that people need, like insurance and travel, all for less than a dollar a month. Okay, James, hold on. So go to AMAC.us today or call 888-262-2006. Over a half million Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC right now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. AMAC is better, better for you and better for America. So the phone line's wide open. 888-340-3373. How would you answer the questions that Piers Morgan put to Senator Ayotte and that Hillary Clinton put to Senator Rand Paul? What difference does it make? Now, Stephen's back with us, we think. We tried this once before. Stephen, can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you. Okay, you got me, buddy?
Yeah, we had you before when you were picking your nose. I could hear it on the mic, but you weren't talking to us. So
I can only aspire to become that brilliant of a radio person where I can hear the sound of someone rubbing their nose.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, this is your topic, so I want you to bring all the passion as to why this phased you. But Senator Ayotte and Piers Morgan got into the discussion about Hillary Clinton's kind of lack of forthrightness in her testimony.
Sure. And I brought this topic up to you, Kevin, just simply because if you hear Piers Morgan and what he says to the senator, you know, Kevin, I've said this to you before. I'm going to digress for 15 seconds. I don't like to talk politics too much on our program anymore because we like to have fun here at Baldwin McCullough.
We try to.
But when Piers Morgan says, "What's with the Republicans doing all the grandstanding here about this, you know, Benghazi situation, the whole Benghazi thing?" And my frustration is simply this, Kevin. Yes, when Hillary Clinton waves her arms and says, "Well, come on, what difference does it make now anyway?" The difference, Hillary and Piers, is this. If there was intelligence, miscommunications, and problems that led to 9/11 where terrorists boarded airplanes and flew them into the Twin Towers and killed 3,000 Americans, that is not the same thing as an American and Americans in Benghazi doing whatever they're doing for America, representing America, being put there by our government. And in all of that dynamic, they should be protected by our government because they're there with the knowledge of our government. And when it's clear in what has already transpired that they requested better security before they were killed, then pardon me, Kevin McCullough, it seems to me that you have to be some kind of idiot, Piers Morgan, to compare 9/11 and the Iraq War and the intelligence failures of those situations to potential intelligence failures of Benghazi. So it does make a tremendous difference that we know what happened and why.
But we didn't get that in Hillary's hearings this week. And it would be interesting to see how people listening to us right now, you're hearing us right now, 888-340-3373, do you agree with Stephen's analysis? And what would you say to Hillary Clinton when she says, what difference does it make if the start of the execution...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and tonight also Fresno. Kevin McCullough in New York. Stephen Baldwin there in Fresno, California.
That's me.
What's he doing? He sounds like he's thumbing through his briefcase or something there. and then the youngest member of the McCullough family to ever make his broadcast debut this week is reminding everyone.
I am a capitalist.
That's right. That's right, James. I'm so proud of you.
I can't. When he does a hostile takeover of extreme media in 15 years, then...
I'll be glad to let him do it. He'll probably run it better than we do. But that's a whole different issue.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're listening tonight in Atlanta on WGKA AM 920, hey, shout
What's
out
up?
To you.
What's up,
Glad you're
Atlanta?
There. In Washington, D.C., WRC Radio there.
What's up, D.C.?
AM 970, The Answer, New York.
We love The Answer, of course.
Yeah, our flagship station. But also 1050 KRCN in Denver and in Colorado Springs and in lots of other places. KFNX in Phoenix, we're glad that you're all there. But, Stephen, you've asked a very good question in that we want to know if it is important that someone answer the question that Hillary asked, which was, what difference does it make if it was a spontaneous demonstration that got out of hand, or if it was a carefully planned al-Qaeda attack, like the administration knew that it was within 24 hours of the attack, and then still went out and sent Susan Rice, and she said it was, you know, all this other type of thing. She
kind
of avoided
the
responsibility of that altogether by throwing her hands up, going, "What difference does it make?" Go ahead.
Because the sense I get, Kevin, when I hear Hillary Clinton, who's a politician, but let's not be unrealistic here. She is a career politician who, from the days she was in college and met Bill Clinton, aspired to partner with him so that he may one day become president of the United States. This woman is a career, probably better than most men in the world of politics. That's how she's ascended to the level of success that she has.
All right.
But let's be clear.
Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to be clear about one quick thing, and that's this. When Hillary says, what difference does it make, and Piers Morgan, because what she's trying to do is she's just trying to get, they're just trying to brush this under the rug, dismiss it, you know, get past it so they can get on with their agenda. And Piers Morgan, when he says what he says, like, what's with all the grandstanding and this? What I get from that, Kevin, is this. Can we no longer ask the citizens of the United States of America, does truth matter? Does the truth matter anymore? Because it seems to me it doesn't matter to Piers Morgan or Hillary Clinton.
Well, and let me just, while we're piling on, this week was...
Please do!
You know, this week was the March for Life and the 40th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. And there's a minister by the name of Harry Knox, K-N-O-X, that said this week that abortion has actually given women greater spiritual development and that it's brought joy to their lives. Now, it's a completely different subject altogether. One's abortion, one's national security. But people on the theological, cultural, and spiritual left, not to mention political left, seem to not really care about truth. How a minister could say that? And then, you know, do a survey. Ask women if they think that if they've had an abortion, if they think that abortion gave them greater spiritual development or brought joy to their life. You're right. Many, many, many on the left see truth as a moving target, something that doesn't matter. And the goal has been, Stephen, for a while, to try to not allow that to become the predominant mindset of the culture. We may have lost. The striving for truth to be known, may be a useless battle now. I'm not sure.
I'm not trying to be melodramatic. I think that perhaps we are at a place in world history where truth is dead. It's very possible.
So do you agree with Stephen's assessment that truth is possibly dead? 888-340-3373. Your calls when we continue, 888-340-3373. Two phone lines open right now, 888-340-3373. When we return, we'll start with Annie from the Bronx. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Baldwin McCullough and online at baldwinmccullough.com. Every Saturday night, we are glad to have you with us starting at 9 o'clock Eastern. And like I said, 24 hours a day online at baldwinmccullough.com. Stay with us.
What do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to increase your income? Do you want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationship or in your finances? Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you? What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, and influence, and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more? What if that book was free? Call right now to get your copy. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson, First Steps to Wealth, is free to you right now. 866-760-8255. Call now. 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
.com. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're glad you're with us every Saturday night starting at 9 Eastern and on great stations coast to coast. Let me ask you a real quick question. Kevin McCullough here. Before we go back to the phones, what do you want out of 2013? Would you like to improve your relationships, increase your income, expand your influence? What if I could give you a step-by-step guide to getting everything you wanted out of life? How much would it be worth? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your work or relationships or finances? Well, if you struggle with any of those things, and you knew that there was a book that showed you step-by-step and it already helped
hundreds of thousands of people turn those areas around in their life. Would you take advantage of it if I paid for it? Kevin McCullough asking you that. Well, okay, I will. Here you go. Write down this number, 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson's First Steps to Wealth book is yours free right now. You got to call 866-760-8255. 866-760-8255. The next 15 people that call, I will pay for the book. You just pay for the stamp they're going to put on it to send to you. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson's First Steps to Wealth, a New York Times bestseller, has helped hundreds of thousands of people produce demonstrable differences in their lives in the area of relationships, income, and influence. And if you would like to be better in those three areas, then you need this book. 866-760-8255. Only while they last, and only the first 15 that call right now. 866-760-8255. All right, he's Stevie B. Over there in Fresno.
That would be me.
Some sort of wacky time delay. And I'm Kevin McCullough, and we're glad you're with us. Let's go to line one. Annie from the Bronx in New York, listening to AM 970, The Answer. And Annie, the question that Stephen posed is truth dead? What do you think?
I think truth is dead, but it's kind of dead in the sense like you're really going to have to resuscitate it. And you can't just pump it with your fist. You're going to have to stomp on it with clogs and get that truth out. It's mostly out of fear. We don't speak the truth with enough conviction. So the illusion, the media, and all the you know, all the stuff they throw at us is overwhelming. It overpowers the truth. So there's a chance, but I don't know if collectively we have what it takes to make it happen. And this is Stevie B's fault, because he prays for Obama. You know, I pray for Obama too, but I pray that he get impeached or get a lobotomy. Because if we keep praying for him, he's just going to get stronger. And that's why he's cramming everything and so quickly. In one week, look what he's done.
So, and to be clear, you're already blaming the entirety of the second Obama presidency on Stevie B. Directly.
I don't know how he's praying for him, but I want to think very quickly.
Say it ain't so, Annie.
Huh?
Say it ain't so.
No, it's tongue-in-cheek. I'm just saying, you know, if you say you pray for somebody like Obama, you've got to be clear. Are you praying for his will to be implemented, that he be stronger in the convictions that he has already, or are you praying that he have a change of heart and that he loses that part of his brain that says, I must destroy everything that is fundamental to the country that I have been entrusted to guide and to lead.
Annie, I just pray that he does not, that nothing bad happens to him, because the thought of Joe Biden becoming president is it just makes me want to hurl. So I'm just, Lord, please take care of Obama. Just don't let anything bad happen to him, because I don't want to see Joe Biden become the person in charge of the free world. That would just scare us all.
I'd like to respond to Annie if I could.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
And Annie, the truth is, I pray for God's will for the president. So, boy, I could open a whole can of worms there, yeah, couldn't I, Annie?
If you don't mind, I wanted to say it.
Because I have been quoted already the day after he won re-election, I said, God's wrath is upon this nation.
What, do you want a medal? You think that took like...
Can I comment on...
Yes, go ahead, Ann.
Uh-oh, she's here it comes. Here it comes.
Go ahead.
Yes? Okay.
The wrath of Annie. Go ahead.
Well, with Hillary, I wanted to say something that's overlooked a little bit. Is we focus on what difference does it make, because it's so shocking and arrogant to hear that. But I think more importantly and revealing is when she says at this point, because that really shows that she was counting on the time frame between what happened to her, the inauguration, and then by the time she would have to testify, She was hoping that a lot of the intensity and impact of the story would be lost. And that's where you see her ill motives and what she was hoping for.
That's a very intriguing observation, Annie. You're the first person, and you know, I run in the news punditry circles all the time. You're the first person I've heard that pointed that out. And I think you're exactly right. I was a little bit shocked that she said what she said. Because I just think you made such light of... Well, then she goes into the whole crying passage where she says, I stood and I held the hands of the family members. And I'm like, yeah, while you were lying to them, telling them it was a spontaneous protest. Like, she told them that, and she said it in her speech there in the aircraft hangar when the bodies were delivered. And they already had known for weeks that it wasn't a spontaneous. So she... I think you're right. I think you're onto something there. Now, you wanted to weigh in on the fact that my boy is now entering the world of broadcast opinion giving when he says...
I am a Catholic.
That bothers you, Annie?
No, I think it's adorable. It's not that it bothers me, but I'm just thinking that we have an administration that has absolutely... no moral responsibility. They've used children before. You know, they sing little anthems to him. He used it this time for the gun bill. And I'm afraid that if and so in the future, you have to comment on that and that type of exploitation. They may use this against you, even though what you're doing is...
Annie, let me jump in. Baldwin McCullough, the media company, the radio show, we're doing better than ever, and I'm shocked that Kevin, like as if his own son were in a sweatshop, would exploit his own child.
Coming right back.
As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. To learn more about Liberty, visit liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235. Attention business owners or anyone else trying to succeed in the tough economy in the new year. How would you like to tell more people than you've ever imagined about your business? There's a brand new website you must know about. It's called Prosper2013.com. You want to make a difference in the new year in a tough economy? You've got to become an engager. And you can only become one by going to Prosper2013.com. That's Prosper2013.com.
America. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. Thank you for being here. One of the great places that we broadcast into is WTRU in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. John joins us on line two. John, you're on with Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin. Hi.
Hi. Thank you.
Sure thing. What do you want to add to the discussion?
I think the mistake that conservatives are making whenever they go on with Piers Morgan or any of the other liberal talk media is that they let the moderator, the person who's asking the questions, control the content and the context. And I think what they need to do in response is to turn the question around to what the real question is. I think the Republicans and conservatives in general need to learn how to turn the questions around and ask what the real question is, because the real question wasn't about intelligence failure. She should have turned it around and said, no, the real question is, why were there cover-ups? Why was there no attempt to provide the requested protection when there had already been embassies and other attacks that had already taken place? And I think that's more of the approach that the Republicans need to take, conservatives need to take. And I think it's time for more courage to turn things around and not let the liberal media control the context.
Well, I think, John, that conservatives should stop going on Piers Morgan altogether and boosting his ratings. I mean, if they didn't have, like, Kelly Ayotte's Facebook fan page, you know, checking her out that night, he would have had, like, 12 people watching. And on any given night, his numbers really aren't that good, but he pulls in these guests that oppose him, and they bring all their fans with him, and then he goes, hey, look how much better I did tonight. I had 15 people. Normally I only have two. I think that they should just boycott his show altogether.
Well, that is part of the problem, because how do they get their message out?
Yeah, just go on the other networks that have actual viewers.
By you know, the 98% liberal, how do you get your message out?
Yeah, well, you may be right. Hey, John, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Appreciate you being here tonight. All right, Stevie B.,
Yo.
It's 3 minutes to the top of the hour. So let me ask you this. Do you think truth is dead? You asked the question, but you didn't really answer it yourself.
No, I kind of sort of did. Kevin, I'm not talking about just tonight specific to this topic. You know, a couple of years ago on the program when an African-American guy called in and he just basically said, I think you'll recall this, he said, well, you know, of course I'd vote for Obama again, even though I know he's a liar, because that's just that's the status quo and what you have to put up with politicians, and that's just politics. And I'll never forget, Kevin, I think you remember my reaction to that. I was like, whoa. And now it just seems to me that we're in a time where hope is so far lost.
Huh. I thought that's what his election was all about.
Well, there you go, brother.
Ironically. I know one thing. I'm proud of this guy.
I am a cat.
Yeah!
And Kevin McCullough, I'm proud of you and Extreme Media and Baldwin McCullough.
See you next Saturday.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months.
simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.